Becca and Tanya, ready?
Ready!
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. I can't believe it's been a whole week since we last recorded our podcast.
Oh, so sad.
It feels like a long time because we were talking about the gala was a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was that night. It was the night of our last podcast.
I know. That was a week ago, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That seems like
a month.
Years.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot has transpired.
A lot has transpired.
Let's
dive into that.
Yeah. So that night, I briefly brought it up to Brooke Burke that I was going to see Robert at the gala. And I think I tried to integrate the fact her ex-husband and her current husband being
they're
in the same room together.
They're friendly.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Oh, they're not.
She made it seem like it's not a great, pleasant situation.
Oh, okay.
But they make it work, whatever. Okay. But yeah, I saw Robert. It was very brief, anticlimactic. It was good to see each other, and we caught up briefly, and then I left the party early because you were babysitting for Phoebe.
I was babysitting.
And I had to get home. Mm-hmm. So I got there early, on the earlier side, and he got there on the later side. So we crossed paths, said hey. He was great, looked great, of course was so nice. And
so, just the nicest.
I know.
The nicest, I know. Man.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk too much about that.
Okay.
It's we've already established that he's amazing. So,
yeah. Can I ask what, and this may be too personal, but what broke you guys up? What was the issue?
I don't have a hard answer. I don't have it's more of just that something was missing or something was off. I didn't know if it was the timing or if he just wasn't, if it's not the right one, but there was nothing that I could tangibly grasp that was wrong.
Right. It's not there was
which made it way harder. I almost would prefer if something bad had happened.
Right.
And I could at least have that to hold on to.
So you broke up with him?
Yeah.
And was it out of the blue for him? He didn't see that coming?
No, I mean, I think we kept having kind of the same arguments about what we wanted out of the relationship. And I was a little more in a place where I was traveling a lot and focusing a lot on what I'm doing career-wise. And
You're also very independent. You're an independent human.
I was going to say, my personality is extremely independent. And yeah. I think he deserves and needs someone who is more emotionally available. I would consider myself a little emotionally unavailable.
It's true.
And
it's
I don't know if that's always going to be that way or just specifically in that relationship, but I think in a lot of ways with everyone in my life I'm emotionally unavailable.
That's true. I was gonna say, I don't think it's just that relationship. I think it's in every relationship.
Yeah. And so I think it was we kept having the conversation, but I don't know, and I haven't shut it out from being something that maybe we get back together in the future, but I also gotta during this time figure out.
Yeah. And I also think this was your first serious relationship, mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot to be said about that as well, because when you're navigating your first relationship, you don't really know what's right, what's wrong, what it's supposed to feel like, what it's not supposed to feel like. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't really know. So you're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where he has everything that I'm looking for. And maybe later on when the timing's right, it'll be different. And maybe we're not the one for each other.
Right.
You're 28 and you've had one.
I'm 29.
29. You had one relationship, one serious relationship.
Yeah. I'm emotionally unavailable.
That all stems from that, you think?
I do think uh-huh. So, for real. I think that
And I can concur.
Yeah. My relationship with Tanya.
Yeah. I'm very needy and she's very emotionally not there.
Yeah. I think I just am I tend to push people away because it protects me in a way, but I don't feel like I'm doing it for that reason. But I do think that somewhere deep down, that's what I'm doing. It's if I don't let myself feel too much, then I can't get hurt too much.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's
that's why I think I need to see a therapist.
I know, but it's so interesting that she says this, because that's the way I felt after I went through my big breakup that broke me.
Right.
I felt that way. I was I'm not going to let anybody. And I was going on dates and I was very surface. And I intentionally was that way because I didn't want to get hurt again.
Right.
But you've never had that.
So I know. I've heard how bad it is. So I don't even want to let myself experience it.
Yeah.
I'm I've heard how terrible these breakups are, so I'm not even going to let myself feel it.
Well, what from your past has, what about your
parents? That's the other. My parents are like crazy in love with each other.
Yeah, great marriage.
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't have any of the typical reasonings that
when you were growing up, did you have to watch a friend whose parents broke up and how it devastated? No, nothing.
No, I have nothing. I think I'm just. Yeah.
Do you envision yourself married one day?
Yes, with kids, and that's the other
thing.
For sure. Yeah.
You're not indifferent to that. You really want that.
No, I really want that.
Wow.
But I also don't want to be in a marriage that I'm like so-so about.
Right. I'm with you.
Like, that's not worth it to me. So, I don't know. I mean, I've had people that I've liked. It's just been, like, I had this, I think the few guys, you know, I would talk about Dez, there was this guy, Dez, and I just thought
he
was
I like you're just thing. Throwing names out here.
I was like, so he's one of my friends now, but we were friends growing up, and then I developed feelings for him, and it was just like he never really wanted me back, and I think maybe subconsciously I was like, that hurt. Like, yeah. That's painful. I don't like that feeling of not being wanted back. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Could be, because you really liked him.
Yeah.
But it's been a while since you've really liked someone.
I mean, I really liked Robert. Right. I liked him enough to get into a relationship with him. And there have been other people that I've really liked, and the feelings weren't necessarily reciprocated. And so I think maybe that's part of where that stems from, of like, oh, wait, I did have those feelings for those few guys, and they weren't reciprocated. And so...
Right. But it's so interesting because, like, even with me, like... You're stuck with me for life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and
but
yet
I
you're
can
very what? The same way with me.
Yeah, because with you, I can be like, you're being needy and...
Go away.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'll talk to you later. Don't be mad at me for not texting you back. When you're in a relationship, you can't... You kind of have to, like, accommodate those needs and...
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. I think the goal is to find a relationship where you can say to somebody, you know what, you're being needy. Just please.
That's true.
If it's like a serious, like, if it's something that's constantly happening and that's they desire someone who's available, you can't be like, you're being needy. It has to be like a compromise.
Because, like, I think that, like, we kind of now know each other well enough to where, like, when I, like, really need you and I, like, really need you, you're there.
Right, like I know
but if
that
I'm
if
being
I,
annoying and you're telling right. me I'm being annoying, I'm like, I know, okay, I'm being annoying, and I'll right. just like sleep
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
Did Davey ever respond last week?
Yeah. So you remember
this is like the most
anticlimactic. Well, your text was anticlimactic, but he wrote back because I thought he was seeing someone, and he was like, hey, he's like, we're so overdue for lunch. He was like, I actually started seeing someone, and I was like, yeah, I kind of figured that, and he was like, He goes, but we could still have lunch. You know, I won't kiss you and you don't kiss me. It'll be a friendly lunch. So we didn't go, but we might. I mean, I could have told you that was going to be wah wah. I did tell you it was going to be wah wah.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
It's okay. I'm ready for another quiz again so we can.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll get that ready for the end of the show. But wait, you had some exciting things happen this week.
You guys, Saturday night. I don't know what was going on, but it was everything.
The mojo
is back, and it was in full swing on
like
Saturday
Dr.
night.
Like, Dr. Slava tried to take your mojo, but you returned.
Although, I'm seeing a pattern, which is making me a little nervous. So,
what?
Okay, so Dr. Slava, I, like, threw the handkerchief, and he never picked it up. Nothing ever happened, and never got a drink with him. Still no word from him. Bummer. But whatever, what can you do? I'm still human, like I still think about it, you know what I mean? And like, think, what the heck am I, whatever. Moving on. So Saturday, we go out. I go out with some friends. Becca didn't make it because...
I couldn't find anything to wear.
Yeah. This is true.
No, like I put on a bodysuit and it broke, like the zipper broke and I couldn't get out of it because I was like stuck. I had like zipped it up and then the zipper got stuck. So I was like in a bad place there.
And that was at the time when we were supposed to leave. So, like, we were supposed to be out the door at that moment. And I was like, okay, well, come on, let's put something else on. Let's go.
And then nothing else seemed to work. Yeah. So I just called it a loss. Made sure Tanya was not going to be mad at me.
Yes,
and then
did.
I called it a loss.
Yeah. So I went out. And we ended up meeting up with a group of guys that, like, is friends with my girlfriend. Does that make sense? So it was, like, just a big party of, like, mutual friends. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sitting at this table, and there's, like, one cute guy with a hat on. And he's sitting across the table from me. And then there's another cute guy on the other side. And the one cute guy without the hat on was like kind of flirting with me, but he was there with a girl, so I didn't really know like what was going on there, but he was like, you know, flirting with me.
Right.
And then I was like, I really want to talk to the one with the hat on. So I'm like just patiently waiting for him to make his way over to my side of the table. He did eventually. Took like 45 minutes, but he made it. And then it finally he was like, you know, when there's like booths at a table and there's like the upper part and then the part where you sit on the booth. I was sitting in the booth and he was sitting on the upper part. And I finally was like, okay, he made it all the way over here. I'm just going to point at him and say, come over here, big boy. So I did. Yeah, I did.
Come over here, big boy.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
I'm like, that's a new handkerchief.
But I looked at him and I like kind of went like that, you know, to like come over here. And so he came over, switched with his friend, and he sat next to me, and then we started talking. So great. He has a photo of his niece and nephew like as the background of his phone. Yeah, he was like really cute. And like I felt like something like it was like good, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm so sorry. I'll be right back after you use the restroom. I was like, okay, cool. No problem. So he gets up, goes to the bathroom. Other guy comes walking right over.
No hat.
No hat. Sits up right next to me and starts talking to me. And I was like, what is happening? Wow. And so he was kind of being like more flirty. And I was like, are you here? Are you here with this girl? Like, I'm confused. And he was like, no. Are you here with that guy? And I was like, no, I just met this guy.
Oh, they didn't know each other?
I think they did. I don't know. I still don't understand. But I wasn't really into it because he was like clearly there like with a girl. You know what I mean? Like they were sitting next to each other. They were like kissing. So, but it was still felt nice to like, you know, get the attention. Yeah. So then the guy comes back from the bathroom, hat man, and then he comes and sits on the other side of me. And I was like,
Wow.
So then the other guy ends up like leaving and I start talking to hat man and he ends up living in our neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah. And so all things are just like grooving and good and I'm like excited. And then he's like, I'm so tired. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna leave. Like, can I get your number? Absolutely great. Here's my number.
Wait, this is hat or no hat?
Hat. This is hat man. And so he gets my number and he leaves and I'm like, wow, that was really great. Like he's so cute. Like maybe I'll see him around. Hopefully he texts me. So he hasn't texted me. It's now Tuesday. And mind you, since he lives in our neighborhood, I've been like paralyzed and every single guy I see in a hat around like when I'm walking to like the grocery store or something, I'm like, is this him? Like
you think he only wears hats?
Yeah. Now that I've met him in a hat, I feel like he just wears hats
24/7. You might pass him every day without a hat on and you just don't know it's him.
Totally.
What kind of a hat was it?
That's a great question.
I don't know, actually. It was like it wasn't like a hat like that. It was a baseball hat.
Baseball cap.
Okay. But it wasn't like rugged. Like, it wasn't like an old hat.
Okay.
Or like a dad hat. It was like a hat.
Was it like a flat bill?
No. No.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Okay. So, are there different rules on December 19th than there are other times of the year for texting someone in these situations?
I don't know, but I'm like, why do you
get
my
number?
Like, he hasn't texted me.
But I feel like there's different rules this time of year because you're not going to go out in the next week. It's Christmas. You're going to be with family.
Says the who.
You can't talk, though?
Yeah.
I think it's presumptuous, perhaps.
Yeah, but you can't say, hey, it was so great meeting you the other night. What are you doing for the holidays?
That's very
true. Thank you. That's what I say.
We should get together for after New Year's, something like that.
Yeah,
you're
live on my street, yo.
Wait, he lives on your street?
I don't know if I should say that.
Why not? Who cares?
Oh, okay, nobody knows where what street I live on. Yeah, he lives on our street. How crazy is that?
That is so weird.
So weird. I know.
Oh yeah, that's so weird that to me that he hasn't texted you, especially because he asked for your number.
And it'd be so easy. But then, so then I go to the dark place, the Tanya dark place, and I'm like, maybe it was really late. I was out late that night, so maybe he was just really drunk and was like, I don't know, wasn't really into her. You know what I mean? I go into the dark place.
The dark place can get dark.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been drinking like that. You like start thinking because you're like, you don't drink that often. So then you're thinking, were you even into him? Like, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
If you see him again and he's wearing the hat, I'd be concerned that maybe there's some male pattern baldness going on.
No, there wasn't because he did take it off at some point, like ran his hand through.
He was showing you. He was showing her. That was like his way of being like, oh, look at this full head of hair.
Yeah.
He's preening.
He was cute. He was so cute.
Okay, well, he lives here, and so that's good. We know that maybe y'all will run into each other, and then... or like he's like, oh my gosh, like I wrote your number in my phone wrong.
Or right. Or maybe I forgot what I saved. Maybe I was too drunk and forgot what I saved your name as.
True.
Oh.
I've had some, you know, instances where I had a number and I was like, no idea.
Really?
Yeah, those are back in my
but
party
in
days.
My mind, I'm like, well, why aren't these guys texting me?
How did
like,
you give him your number? Verbally, or did you text it to him? Like, what'd you
he
do?
He gave me his phone.
And you put your number
in
there.
Put my number in there, okay. And then I gave it back to him.
All right. There's very little room for error in that situation.
True.
Correct. And yeah. Then, and then in my head, I was like, maybe I put the number in wrong, but pretty 99.9% sure I got it right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now we have a name for him. Hat Man.
Yeah, we have Hat Man.
And we get Hat Man updates on a weekly basis.
We're done with Slava. We moved on to Hat Man.
And we moved on to Hat Man. But, like, I mean, it's not looking good.
Well, you know what is looking good?
What?
HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So I just basically ate the microphone because I'm hungry talking about HelloFresh. Seriously, that hurt. I don't know if you can hear that, but... So this is literally the craziest time of year, I think, for everybody trying to get gifts, trying to figure out travel plans.
Yeah,
it's
packing.
A stressful time of year. And it's fun. The hustle, the bustle, it's a good time.
It is a good time.
But it is hard trying to find time to like make food and have something like healthy. I struggle with this mostly.
That's true.
The only time I eat healthy is when I make HelloFresh.
Well, it is also nice because you don't have to go anywhere. It just like comes to you.
That was my next point. I don't have to do anything. It comes straight to my door.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's fast. The recipe it's laid out for you. It's under 30 minutes. The meals are creative. They're delicious. They're nutritionally balanced. And the portion is one of my favorite parts because they send it to you without you feeling like you're wasting food.
Right. I'm going to use this tomorrow because I did like a half shop this week since I'm like going out of town.
So yeah,
really
you're like
bare bones in the fridge.
Routine about your groceries and stuff.
I am.
I'm not, but they send me everything that I need. So check out some of the meals for the holidays. They have the meatloaf a la mom with roasted
Yum.
Root vegetables and thyme gravy, pan-seared scallops with heirloom tomatoes, mashed potatoes, and Meyer lemon, figgy pork tenderloin with green beans and rosemary potatoes.
Wow.
And then they also have vegetarian options, which I've gotten before. It's really good. So if you don't like the meat and you just want something that's more like pasta based or veggie based, they have those options.
Yeah.
And for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code BeccaT30. The most confident I feel in the kitchen when I'm able to cook and have time for this is when I have HelloFresh.
Yeah.
And
you're actually a lot better in the kitchen than I expected.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
That's a compliment because I feel like that's a place where I like really struggle. Yeah. So feel confident in the kitchen. Save $30 on your first week. HelloFresh.com, promo code BeccaT30.
BeccaT30.
I know. I was like, you didn't get to do that one with me. I'm sorry.
By the way, speaking of eating healthy, we need to get to Allie, who's on the phone, but Tanya and I would like to talk to you at some point today about your eating habits because we're getting concerned and it may be time for an intervention.
Wow. I feel like I've been to therapy already about my relationship issues and now y'all are like having an intervention about my eating.
We started talking about it because I was saying when I was babysitting Phoebe, how I had nothing. I was like literally searching your cabinets and I was like the healthiest thing I could find to throw in my soup was veggie straws.
Which are potato chips.
Which are potato chips.
Yeah, I told her that, actually. I was like, those are potato chips.
I was like, but it says veggies. So that's...
But, like, I'm sorry that you can't eat anything.
Okay, but there is a happy medium
to be found. There's a happy medium between the two
Becca,
of us.
True or false, you put butter on Pop-Tarts.
Yes,
okay.
True.
All right, this is what we have to talk about.
This is a PSA. If you have not had butter on your Pop-Tarts, try it. Toast your Pop-Tart, put butter on it, and get back to me. Let me know if it's the best thing you've ever had.
I can't.
It may be the best thing you've ever had, but there are certain things we need to stay away from in terms of our own personal health and well-being.
It's like balance. You can have that once a week.
Once a week?
Easton, look. I love Easton. Easton's like on my level.
I'm a big fan of going to Starbucks, getting the Frappuccino, but you replace the milk with heavy whipping cream.
Oh, wow.
That's another good one, too. That's fine in moderation.
Oh! once a day, right, Easton?
Hey, you got to have 3 square meals, right?
Wow.
That's goals. I like that.
All right, let's get to Allie. Okay. Allie, we mentioned this last week. We called it the great text dilemma. Allie had an issue with a text, and she's going to tell us about it, and now here she is.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're very curious about the great text dilemma.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is the text dilemma of 2017.
Yeah. Well, can you give us a brief rundown of what happened?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, some friends and I were going to get tickets to a gala, and they sold out before we could all get them. So I was stuck with 2 tickets on my credit card, and I was like, okay, I could try to sell them. And I tried it 2 times and it didn't work. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go. Like, I would rather go anyway. And then my friends wanted to go if we couldn't all go. So I was like, okay, I'm going to invite this guy who I've kind of talked to in the past, but it's more like we're just kind of friends now. But I wanted to make it sound super chill. And I thought that I had like the best, casualest text ready. And I sent it to my friend, Ellie. And she goes, oh my God, Alex, like you can't send that. That's not chill at all. And so then that kind of started the text saga where it was all 3 of us, me and Ellie, and our group text. And we were just going back and forth of like how to make it sound the most chill. And Ellie was like, this is literally an episode of Becca. Like, we are all crafting this text. We literally were texting back and forth for probably like an hour and a half for like a 2-sentence long text. And at first it was like so exciting. I was like, oh, this is so fun. I feel like Tanya was cheap. Ask Boy to go like Dr. Sava. Like, it's going to be great. And then like by the end of it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like Tanya the next week when he didn't respond. Like, this is so stressful, but all in a span of like an hour.
Wait, what did you end up texting him?
We basically said, we, of course, not just me.
Yeah.
We were like, I have 2 tickets, like all the girls are going to go, but I'm stuck with them last minute, so I need a date. I use Tanya's terminology, I need a date.
Thank you.
And get you a friend. Good one. Yeah.
And, like, would love to go. I think it sounds super fun if you're free. And so then he finally responded, it was super nice, and he was like, okay, I might be going out of town, or I might be here, but if I'm here, it's because I'm working late, so I won't know until like the last minute, and I would feel bad committing to you and then bailing. And I, being the chill girl I'm trying to be, was like,
trying to
no,
be,
no,
keyword
no,
trying.
No. Like, let's play it by ear. And so then that was just like so stress inducing the whole next day. We were waiting and waiting, all 3 of us, like, okay, has he just responded yet? Like, what's the status? And it ended up like it didn't work out and we didn't go.
Oh.
So, but it was fun.
It was fun, like going back and forth. The yes. Text dilemma was fun.
You know what, Allie?
Exactly.
This guy is not worth your time. I can already tell by the way that you talk and the way that you handle the situation that you're amazing and you're so fun. And if a guy's not gonna take you up on that, whatever his excuses, maybe he was working late, maybe it was legit.
Yeah,
but. In my mind, and I think Becca will agree with me, if he wanted to go out with you, he would have gone out with you.
Totally. I agree.
And
however, I do agree with Tanya, because I always feel like when she has these situations, like with Dr. Slava or these guys who are just stupid and don't text her back, I genuinely think that they're missing out. And I think even just talking to you and hearing the fact that you were texting with your friends and how fun it seems that you are as a person, like... Just because, I mean, and, like I said, it's not like he was the love of your life. I mean, it sounded like you were just like, oh, like he'd be fun to ask to this gala. But still, you know, like, I know that you can tend to be like overthink things like that. And I just want to say, like, I genuinely think that you'll find someone who is so excited and can't wait to go to the gala.
Yeah. And like, how awesome of you to tell him that, like, you need a date and you chose him. Like, that's so cool. And like, if a guy can't appreciate that, somebody will appreciate that. Cause I think that's really cool when like you can step up and say, I want a date, and you're not, you know, being aloof or, you know, like trying to be too chill. Like, you're just putting it out there, you know, like, I'm interested in you. Pick up my handkerchief or throw it down.
I mean, I love that you were trying to send like bad texts, though. That is so Tanya. Like, the things that she'll draft up and send to me, I'm like, there's no way as a friend I can let you send that.
It's
sometimes
true.
She still does.
Oh my God.
But.
And the thing is, I thought I was super chill. There was like a part A, part B. Like, if he responds this, I'm going to say this. Like,
so you were
like, abort.
So you were so chill that you had backup plans. It was so casual that you had backup plans.
I was just planning to be spontaneous.
That's such a great quote. I was just planning to be spontaneous.
Same.
Thank you so much for calling in. It was so fun talking to you.
Thank you guys. It was so fun. We love your show.
Thank
we
you for
honestly,
listening.
All the time are just like, okay, Rebecca and Tanya every day.
Oh, thank you. And keeping bold and making big moves.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
And keep us posted.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, I liked her.
Me too. A lot.
What did you eat yesterday, Becca? Just take
us
through
the whole day. You're not even going to relish in Allie's amazingness. We're just going straight back to Becca.
Okay, I wanted to just say Allie's amazing, and now so was the food I ate yesterday. Okay, this was difficult because I was in Florida with my parents. I surprised them with the dog Sunday. I flew to Florida. So I was like in my zone with like my food from back home.
Right.
So do you want to ask what I ate yesterday or what did I eat the last
Friday.
Time I was here?
How about Friday?
Okay, could you take us through Friday? Can you remember Friday?
Saturday. I'll take you through Saturday.
Right. So you went to Florida and back in 2 days?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
I'm crazy. Exhausted. But it was so worth it. I'll get to that later. So Saturday, I woke up and I had two Eggos.
It gets better. Just stand by. It gets better.
Wait, with maple syrup?
Yeah, butter and syrup.
Okay.
And then for lunch, I think that day I had, what did I have for lunch that day? I want to say I may have had Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, I had Jack in the Box.
Ah.
Jack in the Box. And I had.
Well, wait, what did you get at Jack in the Box?
I had one of their tacos, which are delightful. I had some curly fries and I had some jalapeno poppers with the Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Just here.
And then
for dinner,
I had my sisters cooked and we had salmon and peppers, fresh peppers, and mac and cheese and asparagus.
Pretty good at night.
And I had water.
Dinner sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think you might have cherry-picked that particular meal because that does sound better.
No, I didn't.
But we are worried about you. For
I'm a little concerned about myself, to be honest. This is the thing. You want to know what I ate yesterday? Yesterday, I had some toast for breakfast, and then I had Sonic.
White or wheat toast?
White.
Uh-huh.
I had Sonic. I had some mozzarella sticks, some fries, and a Dr. Pepper. And then I flew to Houston, and then in Houston, they had Whataburger, which they don't have out here, and I got a chicken finger basket. And that was it, though.
Wow.
I was done after that.
Wow. So I guess, how often do you, like, get a physical?
Not often.
Okay, because I'm worried about, like, there may be certain levels.
Right,
a lot of people are not overweight, but inside there's
they
bad stuff
issues,
going on because they got high levels and this sort of thing. And boy, it really sounds like that could be you because there's so much cholesterol and fat in everything that you eat.
Yeah, it could very well be me.
And I also worry about your metabolism eventually.
It's going to go away at some point. I think it's starting to, actually. I mean, I've really been thinking about changing things up. You know, maybe at least starting to exercise some because that's something.
So you don't exercise at all?
Not.
Okay.
No. I go up my stairs every day. I have apartment. My stairs.
Those are lethal
they
stairs.
They really do.
Yeah.
They'll get you.
Yeah. So I work out daily, and those are a struggle.
So could you do, like, one thing? Like, could you make baby steps towards change? Like, could you
what
cut
do you
out
mean?
Soda?
Just oh, first no, thing? No. That's not the first thing.
Okay, well, what could be the first thing?
That's not the first thing.
Like, the first thing would have to be probably, like, exercising. Because I think if I started exercising, maybe I'd have more of a, like, I'd want to eat better.
Right,
so,
right.
Okay, so keep your current diet at first and just start exercising. And see if that
weeding some things
over.
Out, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you don't think soda would be one to weed out? Could you switch from white bread to wheat bread? I mean, these are baby steps.
There's some things I've heard about, like, is white bread that much worse than wheat bread? I've read some different studies on this because I tried to switch and I was like, there's some pros and cons to each, so I don't feel like that's that big of a deal.
I don't think I've never heard any pros to white bread.
I heard it's easier to digest, I think.
Okay.
Anyways, I was going to say maybe I have like a protein bar for breakfast instead of Eggos.
Okay, that's
good. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Or like a protein shake.
Yeah. Even better.
Mm-hmm. I have a ton of protein stuff.
And no need for protein. Like if you're not working out, you don't really need that much protein.
Yeah. Well, I did this one cleanse and it was like all protein. Well, no, it was like protein shakes, protein bars, and then vegetables. And you weren't supposed to work out on it because you're basically dying of starvation. So they don't want you to pass out, I guess. Right. But I was so lean. I only did it for like 3 days. And my body in those 3 days, I was so lean. I had like, you could see my abs. It was crazy.
Wow.
And I wasn't even working out. So, yeah, talk to me after I do that one for a week.
I mean, Mark's just, like, newly coming into this because
but I've talked about this.
I know, but I'm like, I've tried to do this for years with you, I feel like.
Everyone is, like, concerned and, like,
I didn't realize the extent of it until the buttered Pop-Tarts came along, and then I felt like we needed to do something.
I'm going
to
bring you a buttered Pop-Tart and let you just have a bite, and then you'll understand.
I bet it's delightful, but lots of things are delightful, and I stay away from them because they'll kill me.
Right.
Stop. Okay, they'll kill you. Like, the radiation on our phones are going to kill us before my buttered Pop-Tart kills me. So... Okay, so I wanted to talk about Zola, which is a wedding registry, and they'll do you can do anything on the website.
Oh, wow.
Anything for love. I look forward to the day that I get to register for a wedding.
Same.
It's like you just are scanning everything you want. You're picking out what you want people to buy you. You don't have to do anything except for make the decision. So couples can register for the brands they want. And it's an easy-to-use platform with the ability to personalize everything with notes and photos. So it's a registry that actually feels exactly like yourself. Doesn't feel like personalize it, make it your own. Zola is a one-stop registry. Sheets, a wine subscription, or honeymoon funds, which I did that for the wedding that I didn't go to.
Oh, I love
weeks back. Zola works directly with 450 plus brands so that the happy couple can find whatever they want in one place from brands like KitchenAid, SoulCycle, Sonos, Ralph Lauren, and more.
Wow.
That covers all the bases. Some other benefits include couples can have gifts shipped now, later, or exchange them, which is cool. Multiple guests can contribute to bigger ticket gifts. So like the honeymoon, multiple people can contribute.
That is one of my favorite things.
The honeymoon?
Yeah.
I know.
You can
help pay
for like a nice dinner for them or something.
I know, like an experience.
Yeah.
You can export a list of your gifts and senders to make sending thank you notes very easy, which is something I really struggle with. It's your favorite part, but
it is my favorite part. I really enjoy thank you notes.
Receive $50 when you register and use Zola. Visit zola.com/datepod for details. That's zola.com/datepod.
Do you think you'll get married first or me?
Oh, it would be a real twist, like turn of events if I got married before. Because that means
would.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think you're like actively searching for it more than I am.
Right.
So mine.
What if we got engaged at the same time?
Wow.
And have like a double wedding.
Oh, how do I do this gently?
Do what? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get
Nobody
there.
Nobody wants a double wedding, Tanya. Nobody.
Yeah,
that only happens on TV shows.
My aunt and her sister had one.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
You'd be into that? Sharing your day with somebody else?
First of all, it's not just my day. It will be also Tim's day as well.
It'll be Tim Tebow's day as well, yes.
Oh,
but
my God.
But so you have your family,
right.
And then you have the Tebows,
right.
And then you're going to have the Tillys,
yeah.
And whoever she's marrying.
Right.
It's a lot.
It's so cute, though.
Okay.
And what if our husbands are friends? Our husbands have to be friends.
I like the idea of you being pregnant at the same time and having babies.
I love
that.
The wedding thing, I'm not like a huge, like, this is my day, but that seems very overwhelming.
Okay, fine. Maybe, okay, then we'll get pregnant at the same time.
Okay. Wow, we're really
kicking a few steps.
Yeah.
Too good. Yeah.
I also, before we get to the email, so I went home and surprised my parents with a dog. I want to surprise everyone with a dog.
I know. It looked so
sweet. It was
sweet.
Like the best feeling ever.
Did you guys decide on a name for her?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
What do you guys call her?
I call her, well, her name's Boo. That's what she was when she, like, when we got her. And my mom's, like, very specific on names. Like, she wants it to be the perfect name that's perfect for her. Like, I'm trying to figure out how she named five kids. Like, after watching her try to name this dog, I'm like, how did you name all of us?
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to be a Kelsey or Carly.
Wow.
Yeah, but when I came out, they were like, she's not a Kelsey or Carly. Yeah. So yeah, I wanted, now that we've had two useless topics that I brought up, I wanted to get to the emails because these are my favorite part of the show.
I picked out some that I think are really good. Let's do Mike.
Okay.
Oh, from Mike.
I like
from
Mike. Yeah. From Mike. Hi, Becca, Tanya, Amy, and the whole crew. A few months ago, I got invited to my friend's engagement party, but found out online that their wedding is weeks away and I didn't get an invitation. I'm so bummed, but don't want to ask too many questions as it's their special day. Is this a new trend? Should I be disappointed, or does an engagement party invite no longer equal a wedding day invite? Your show rules.
This happened to Tanya.
This literally happened to me.
This is based off of Tanya's life, actually.
But I'm so weirded out that this happened to her, too. I think
it's
so...
guy.
Oh, him. I think it's so weird that this happens. Like, it's... I still don't know really what happened. I ended up reaching out to my friend who got married. And
I
texted her and said, just not even about that. I just said, your wedding looked beautiful. You look so happy. I like wish you guys a lifetime of, you know... Yeah, I hope each year gets happier and happier. I don't know. It was like something, just a sweet text, and she responded, and that was it. But I was like, I'm still super confused on that whole situation.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I'm with you. I don't know. I think it's weird. I don't think you bring it up if their wedding's weeks away. You just don't go to the wedding and send them a very nice text, and clearly they're not that good of a friend.
Well, this is what I wonder this if this is the case. So a lot of people, when they're planning their wedding, it's very specific on how many people that they can invite, you know, right, as they talk about it. And so they want people, they want a bunch of people and a bunch of their friends, whether it's their really good friends or their family or whatever. They want everyone to be participating, but maybe for the wedding, they're not able to invite everyone. So they have the engagement party where they can include everyone. And then the wedding's more specific because they limited it to a very specific number. So I don't know. I don't know if I think, I mean, maybe the only problem is you're not as good friends as you think. That's the only thing I can think of. If they didn't, if it was a small wedding and they only had really close friends and family, like if you didn't make the super close friends, but they wanted to, like they love you enough that they wanted to include you in the engagement party.
Tanya's was a little bit different because Tanya did not go to the party she was invited to.
Right.
And so some of us maybe thought that that was the friendship test.
Right.
And when she didn't pass that test, she wasn't invited to the wedding.
You got nicked so fast.
I mean, whatever.
You missed the bachelorette party. Wow, she's like, whatever now.
Emily would like to talk about drunk texting.
Oh. I love a good... No. I love a good drunk text. From Emily, hi girls, I absolutely love the podcast. It brings me back to the good old days in college and high school when we had all the time in the world to just hang out with our girlfriends and talk about boys and watch chick flicks and eat junk food.
Uh-huh.
I love you, Emily. Junk food is life. Pop-Tarts with butter. While I am so blessed to have so many great female friends in my life, distance, jobs, relationships, and even new babies, crazy, right? Uh-huh. Can make it hard to get that quality girl time in. Do you have any advice for how to maintain strong bonds with your girlfriends as adulthood takes its toll? Thanks so much. I think I just read the wrong one.
You have two Emilys, apparently. Yeah. But this is a fine... Let's focus on this one. This is good, too.
I was like, there's nothing in here about drunk texting. Thanks so much, and I hope to hear from you soon. Much love, Emily. I'm glad that you're not drunk texting.
But she makes a good point, because I do think, you know, when you are in college, it's so easy to, like... keep up with your friend. I mean, I had like 50 really close friends and like
50?
Yeah. In college.
Really
that's
close
all
friends.
I did. Yeah. I was in a sorority.
Oh. Your sisters.
My sisters. But I think it's a lot easier because, like, I don't know, life just seems simpler in college. And then when you like actually start living life, it becomes a lot harder to keep in touch, and you know what I mean? So I do think, especially when you have babies, like I don't even have a kid. I mean, you're a new mom, you can relate.
I was like, oh. Well, I'm antisocial in general, but I feel like I've always had like just a few very close good friends. Like I've never been one who just had like tons of good friends and I go hang out with everyone. I was more like, these are my specific like four or five people and that's who I hang out with. But I, you know, I have Laura who I've known since my freshman year of high school, mm-hmm. and I still talk to her on a regular basis. She's one of my very best friends and she lives in Louisiana. And so it's like, we don't see each other a lot, but that is a friendship that I've made a cautious effort to maintain. And I don't know. I think you have
conscious effort or concerted effort.
That's all right. I'm tired. We'll blame that. Didn't have my buttered Pop-Tart this morning. My brain's not functioning. A conscious effort to keep that, to maintain that friendship and make sure that it's valued and stays what it is. And also, like, we've made time to travel and mm-hmm. to see each other. And whether if you have the baby, then maybe they're the ones who make the effort to come see you and or to go on the trip. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of not in that place yet where I'm making, you have friends who, like your friend in Texas who has the babies and you're like, we still, like when we see each other, we catch right back up.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where it's such a test of real friendship, you know, because I do think as time goes on, you do lose friendships just out of life happens, you know, like, you know, work's busy, life gets busy. And I think when you have a really good friend that you value and you want in your life forever, like you'll make the time. And I think, yes, whoever, I think for me, I'm the one with a little bit more flexibility because I don't have kids. So whenever my friends text me and say, hey, do you have time to talk? Like I'll pick up the phone and call them right then and there, you know, I'll just be running errands or whatever.
Right.
So I think just being a little bit more flexible and not like taking things too seriously. I think like people get in fights over really silly things that they don't need to when you get older, you know. I think just not sweating the small stuff is really important. So I think making sure you make the time, being flexible, and not sweating the small things.
I think a lot of listeners would like to know what sorority you were a part of.
I'll let her tell you.
Kappa Alpha Theta. I love my kite in the sky. I want to be a theta. A Kappa Alpha Theta.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out. If we have any theta listeners, I'll let you, girl.
Oh, wow. That was special. She actually did her rush cheer for me one night. And it was like, that was one of the happier times I've ever seen you, like just truly in your element.
I thrived during recruitment week. I loved nothing more than jumping up and down and singing and meeting new girls every day and like making them like love Theta. I loved it so much.
I was in a sorority, but I didn't go through that part of it. Because I left after my freshman year. So I went through Rush. And
which
then
sorority were you in?
Sigma Kappa.
What? I never knew this about you.
Yeah. So unlike you, I did not thrive in that setting. The amount, the people, the cheering did nothing to interest me. I would actually be so upset that I'd have to go back early on Sunday from my parents' house to go to a meeting to sit in something
chapter?
That I was just... Oh,
I loved chapter.
Were you like the president?
I was the vice president of education. So I was like the like mom, like when I was a junior and senior, I was like pledge mom.
Yeah. There was no part of me. So the thing was I could either write a letter to drop when I left or I could just go alum and I didn't have to write a letter or anything. So I was like, shoot, I'll go alum. Oh. So I still have sisters write me one heart, one way, love and the dove. Love and the Dove. I'm doing my signal right now.
So good.
So yeah, sorority. But yeah, I think to wrap that up, just make the effort. If it's important to you and them, you will make the effort. And yeah, the ones who maybe have a little more flexibility need to be the ones that step up a little bit. Like Tanya has to step up because I have a new baby.
That's true. So what do I do? Babysit.
What does she do? She texts me incessantly. And she babysits, which I'm very grateful for. Okay, so moving on.
Do you have the drunk texting one yet?
Yeah, so this is also from Emily. I don't think it's the same Emily. Okay. Hey, Becca and Tanya, I have listened to every single one of your podcasts, and I absolutely love them. Thank you. I even go back and listen to them again when I feel like a certain one relates to me personally.
Aww,
one thing that I thought.
Sweet.
I know, I like that. One thing that I thought might be interesting to touch on is that I feel like a lot of people can relate to this is drunk texting. Do y'all have a certain someone that you drunk text on the weekends? And do you think they mind that you drunk text them? I feel like you could look at it one of two ways, which are, one, you feel like a booty call and you're annoyed. Or two, you think of it as a compliment that someone is in an altered state of mind and you're still the person they're thinking of. This concept in general has always interested me as a female in her 20s that has been on both ends of the spectrum. I would love to know your thoughts. Thanks in advance and love you both and your podcast so much. You guys are truly idols of mine and I'm sure to many others. Love always, Emily. Emily. Emily, you're so nice.
So nice.
Do you drunk text a lot? You good? Do you drunk text a lot?
You know what? Now, no. But in my heyday, that is like all I did. And I would have severe anxiety in the morning when I would wake up and read what I would write to people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess in my...
Are you thinking of what I'm thinking of?
No, is there a specific one you're talking about?
Yeah, there was one bad one.
Well, tell us about it.
There was a guy that I was, like, hooking up with, and I was with coworkers, and we were all drinking heavily.
Oh, yeah.
And they were kind of pushing me. They were like, because he was not, he doesn't live in town. He doesn't live here. So he was only in town for like the next day or whatever. And so they were all like pushing me to just like go to his hotel.
Oh.
And I sent a text. It was so bad. And he never responded.
Oh.
I mean, this is more than dropping a handkerchief.
Yeah, this is like dropping
the whole Kleenex box. This
is offered yourself.
Yeah, pretty basically.
In graphic terms.
Oh my gosh, who convinced you to do this?
My coworkers, my drunken coworkers. It was awful. So I can relate to Emily because the feeling that you have the next morning is so bad. It's so bad, the anxiety. Like, I'm surprised I didn't have to be medicated for these things. And I actually feel bad for people because I think that, like, I think there's a term for this. After you drink really heavily, the next morning you think back on what you did and you get so anxious about it. I feel like that's like, there's some isn't there
it's
a
called,
word?
It's called a regret.
Have you ever had that? Have you ever done that?
I'm trying, like, I don't know. I'm even when I drink, if I'm like pretty drunk, if I send a text, I kind of remember it, I think. So I'm trying to think if there's ever been, I've had phone calls that have been brought up that I was like, no recollection.
You've never had to go back in the morning and like just delete the conversation because you literally can't look at it?
No, I know that we talk about me being like on the bathroom floor and stuff, but I'm like a pretty responsible, you know, I'm not that crazy that I like black out to that extent.
Yeah.
I did like the other night, actually. The other night I was out and I texted Robert and I just texted him. I don't know why. I don't know if I meant to start a sentence.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. You told me this.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's not anything like a big deal.
Really?
We'll talk about this later. Yeah. Don't freak out. I just like wrote him the name of the bar I was at, but I didn't say anything else. And so he was like, were you inviting me there? Were you just excited to tell me you were there? And I was like, all of the above.
That's not bad. That's actually not bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I was going to say, in this case, it was almost as if it was like the number two. Like it was a compliment that someone is in a different state of mind and they were thinking of you.
Right. I think for me, like, and that's maybe why I don't drink so much anymore, because when I get drunk, like, Tatiana comes out.
Whoa, you know, the alter ego. She's no longer Tanya. She is Tatiana.
Yeah. So I think that it's for the best.
What was this guy's response when you sent him the graphic text saying you were interested in that?
No response.
I see.
So never talk to him again?
Not never, but he never responded. And then like weeks went by and then I can't remember. We started talking again. He texted me out of the blue about something else. And I was like,
but completely ignore it.
I was like, are we just going to completely ignore the text above? I had already deleted it. So it was deleted from my memory, but I clearly like it's still in his phone probably.
That is so mortifying.
It's like,
sorry. We just had to bring it up again.
Yeah. It's painful.
I don't know. I mean, of course you like will get texts if you meet those like kind of slimy guys and they like text you like late at night.
But it used to bother me too when like guys would text me late at night. Like I had one guy, I think I was like 22, and he would only text me after midnight. And it bothered me so much because I was like, why does he not want to hang out with me. But I get a drunk text every weekend.
You know exactly why.
I know, but it's annoying.
Real question.
So you're more number one than number two of the options that Emily gave us.
Yeah.
Like you're more annoyed.
You're not flattered by the drunk text.
I'm not flattered by a drunk text, no. Not anymore.
But what if it's like someone that you like know is good and they're not trying to get a booty call? They're just like, they're
what,
drunk.
Just randomly up at 1 o'clock.
I think they are getting a booty call. They might be a decent person, but it's still a booty call.
No, but I'm saying like, what if they're just drunk and they're just like wanting to say like, hey, like they were thinking, it was like late at night and they were thinking of you.
If it's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, that's a booty call. There's no way around it. They can say whatever they want to say, but that's what it is. They can disguise it.
What
and also
they
the
just
other
said
concept.
The name of the bar.
I like that, actually. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt. It's fun.
Yeah.
But also, like there's the pre-booty call
What's
text
that
Tanya and I have, I believe, talked about. Yes. I know Erica and I have talked about it. Yes. The pre-booty call.
What's that?
When they, like, set it up.
Like at noon, out of the blue on a Saturday, you make a, hey, what are you going to be doing later?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Oh,
it's like a, it's
I've
priming the
that
pump.
Too. That's a pre-booty
That's
call?
That's a pre-booty call.
Yeah.
Shoot, I need to be more aware. Yeah. Didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that you should never be flattered by the booty call because you are one of probably 10 texts that he's sending out mm-hmm. trying to find a willing participant.
Not, it's not flattered by the booty call. It's flattered by the drunk text. Mine was not a booty call. When
I
texted, I was not saying, like, let's hook up.
That's true.
Well, that's true. I think it's different when women send a late night text than when guys send a late night text.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know if y'all know this, but the first day of winter is this Thursday, which
Thursday?
Is just in time for the winter box from FabFitFun.
Wow, that's just around the Bob Horner.
Oh my gosh.
I actually have no idea what that means.
That's a phrase that Seacrest uses because he grew up in Atlanta where there was a famous baseball player in the 80s named Bob Horner.
Oh.
So there's no reason for you to know what that means.
Or say it.
Or say it.
Wow.
Wow. She was so proud too.
I was
like
so
she
proud.
Said it like grinning.
Yeah, like I knew what was up.
So FabFitFun is a subscription box, which we all have heard of. It has full size fashion, beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products.
Mm-hmm.
All products are full size. There's no sample sizes in these boxes. And you pay $49.99 each season, but each box has a value of over $200 guaranteed. The winter box, though, is valued at over $300.
Wow.
Some of our favorite products we talk about all the time, the Kate Somerville Exfolicate Extensive Exfoliating Treatment. You
wow.
do it in the shower. Mm-hmm. It's like a mini facial, basically. Really good for your skin right now. They have the BB Dakota Poncho, which is cozy, cozy, cozy.
Yes, I do enjoy that.
My heat on my apartment won't turn on, so I wear these things around my home, not just outside.
Perfect.
It's like 70 degrees in LA and it's just frigid in my apartment.
Yeah.
They have the 8 Other Reason 9 Lives Choker. They have the aloe infused socks from Point Studio. Tanya's favorite, the Ahava Mineral Hand Cream, which was also Brooke Burke's favorite.
It's a game changer for my hands.
And then they have the Aisha Curry mug that's really cute and cozy. And then they have so many more things. And all of this is
that mug, though, is like the perfect amount of everything I need.
Just like coffee?
Yeah. Oh. Like every time I make something, you know, like coffee and tea, like it's like the perfect amount. Like it's,
good.
You know, like there's some mugs that are too small.
She probably said, well, as she was creating it, she's like, what are Tanya's
needs in
needs?
The morning? Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So all of these things that we just listed for only $49.99. And for you, it's even less. Go to fabfitfun.com. Use promo code Becca to get $10 off the winter box. Again, that's fabfitfun.com. And don't forget the promo code Becca.
Before we go, let's do advice email.
I thought we were going to do a quiz. We have two things.
I don't have a quiz for you. I will get a quiz for you next week.
Oh.
But what
we
did Gray's
doing,
already.
We're doing
is
it next week.
Oh, yeah. For the new year.
There's a ton of Gray's quizzes.
Do you want a different Gray's quiz or should we do a different topic?
No.
What's the topic?
Different Gray's quiz.
Okay.
I need to redeem myself on Gray's.
All right. New Gray's quiz. First show in 2018. I promise.
Oh. Well, you can't just whip it up right now.
I know. There's like on BuzzFeed and stuff.
Yeah, but those don't really translate well to radio in the moment.
Oh, okay.
You need to put some legwork in.
All right. Okay, got it.
All right. Let's talk about Taylor. Can you find the Taylor email? Because she's interesting.
Okay.
Taylor.
Also, Taylor since Swift. This is our last show of 2017, you know I get sentimental. Just want to say that I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you all. And I've had a blast scrubbing in with you each week.
That's Taylor right there. You just skipped it.
And I can't wait to ring in the new year. Becca and I are going to vision board together.
We are. Not on New Year's Eve? No, oh. I'm going to be in Florida, but we're going to vision
board.
The
first week of January.
Tanya has a New Year's Eve tradition where she creates a vision board with close friends on New Year's Eve. And who are the, because Haley can't join you.
Yes. I'm literally flying solo this year.
But still.
Yeah. So I'm going to do it with Becca. I won't do it my traditional New Year's Eve, but I'll do it the first week of January.
So where will you be on New Year's Eve?
Coming back from my trip with my family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know.
So I'm either going to be sleeping or just meeting, going to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never made a vision board.
Oh, great.
This will be great for me.
Yeah. So I gave her homework. I said, I need you to think of some words.
Yeah.
Some words for next year that you want to be mindful of, some goals.
Will there be vegetables on Becca's vision board?
I think 2018 is going to be a new year for me. I'm going to make it like, I'm going to go on dates. I'm going to try and eat better. I'm going to exercise. I want to have like goals.
Yeah. You know, it's not about having the best. It's about being your best.
Yep. That's going on my vision board. That's the first quote that's going on there.
Okay, do you want to read Taylor's email?
Yep. So from Taylor, hi, Becca and Tanya. Hoping you can help me out. I broke up with my ex of only a few months about 3 months ago because he moved 4 hours away, became obsessed with his job, and I felt like he made rude comments to me a lot. Aside from really caring about him, I felt more alone being with him, and I knew I couldn't do it anymore. We have been trying to work things out, but I just can't picture my life where he lives, and I'm not sure I can completely trust him out there as he has a history of cheating. Mm-hmm. I recently rekindled with an old high school flame. He lives twice as far as my ex, but I know how much of a loyal person he is, and I know he would make a great boyfriend. Long distance wouldn't matter in this case. He is very sweet to me, and I know he is a genuine person. I'm just not sure if the connection is fully there, but with my ex, I have a great connection, and when we see each other every few weeks, I just love being with him. Listening to your podcast last week, you talk about what you need in a guy versus what you want. This is where I'm torn. My ex and I have a great connection, but I can't seem to figure it out. And this other boy is beyond wonderful to me, but not sure if we connect as well as I would have liked. In conclusion, both are getting me Christmas gifts, and now I feel awful. I feel like this is a bachelorette finale. Help me. I'm 24, by the way.
I know my answer.
Move on from both of them? Hold out for someone who has the connection and is great to you?
Yeah.
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 I mean, trying to force yourself to be with someone just because you have a great chemistry does not mean
last.
What?
Oh,
chemistry doesn't last.
I don't think so. I think like when you have just like, I feel like it's just that like lust feeling she has with the first guy.
I don't
guy.
Think that's chemistry. I think that's lust.
Oh,
I think chemistry. I'm just saying, I think chemistry doesn't equal like the one. Like you can have chemistry with tons of different people. But if someone is terrible to you, just because you have chemistry with them does not cancel out the fact that they're terrible to you.
Right.
And then the guy who's great, I mean, maybe, I would say maybe focus on that and see if there's more to it.
Right. Maybe there's a slow burn with that one.
Maybe there's a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who's known for cheating and is obsessed with his job and doesn't treat you well, I think that's a very clear
no. I don't love that. I don't love that one at all. But I think that a big problem with how we're kind of our brains are set nowadays is that the end all be all is marriage. And yes, I want to be married. That's like something that I do want in my life. However, I do see a lot of people that just get married because they want to be married. And they're like, oh, this guy checks off all the boxes and he's okay. And then they end up getting divorced. And I'm like, why are you doing that to yourself? Why not hold out for somebody that you have really great chemistry with, that is an amazing man, that will treat you right, and that you'll spend the rest of your life with? If it takes you longer to find that person, then that's okay.
Right.
I feel like we're all under a lot of pressure and to like, oh, you know, she's never going to get married. She has too high of standards or whatever. I think we're under this like this pressure. And I think that it's not necessarily beneficial to any of us.
Yeah. And I mean, Taylor, you're 24, and I know it feels like maybe you've been dealing with this for a long time, but like you still have a lot going on. Like you're probably just got out of college maybe. You're trying to figure out what you want to do career-wise, and there's no rush to be with someone, especially if they're not wonderful in every capacity and make you feel great about yourself while being excited to be with them.
I always think that your significant other should add to your life. not take right. away from
like
your
you
life.
Should be 100% without the person, and then when you meet them you're 200% together.
Exactly. And I understand there's compromise, and like, you know what I mean, like relationships take work, and you're not, you know, it's not never as picture perfect right. as everybody, you know, wants you to believe. But I do think that you should be 100% good on your own, and then the person should add. And I feel like neither of these two guys are really adding
right
to you.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, I mean, the thing is, I agree with you in the sense that there's this pressure to feel like you have to be in a relationship. Or even me, like sometimes I feel pressure, like I should be actively searching it. Right. I'm like, I'm happy right now. Like right. I'm fine not going on dates. Like if I wanted to go on dates, I'd be on apps or like right. putting myself
right.
out
like,
there.
You totally could. That's the thing. Like if yeah. you wanted to be dating, you could 1000% be dating right now.
Right. And I think sometimes I get caught up in the pressure of, you know, people asking like, are you dating? What's going on? And I'm like, wait, should I be? And then uh-huh. I'm like, I don't have to be because I'm happy right now. And if that's the pressure you feel, that you're willing to settle for someone who doesn't treat you right or someone that you don't feel excited about, then maybe that's the thing you need to focus on. Yeah. Why? What are you trying to fill? Or why are you settling for these two guys who aren't everything you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. And I do think like at 24, I thought I was going to be married at 24. 100%.
Yeah, I thought
look where that ended. Bad.
I thought I was good. Well, I always was like, I'm going to be married with two kids by 25.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I went, I was 25 when I went through my big, I call it like my big breakup, but it's true. It was my big breakup. I felt like my world was over because I had to like start over. I was like, I have to start over and put in the years and I have to do the cert. Like I literally, it felt like my world had exploded when in all reality, like, my world was just beginning.
I know. But everything, you know, you look back on things right. and it's, what's the word?
Hindsight. 30-30 or 20-20.
Wow. 30-30.
That's not possible.
The quotes that are coming from Tanya today. What was it just around the bin?
Bob Horner.
The Bob Horner. Literally so irrelevant. Okay.
Question.
So
I have a question for both of you because I think a lot of listeners of this podcast, Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, they'd like to know where you guys are going to be.
Oh.
If they think to themselves, oh, it's Christmas Eve. I wonder what Tanya's doing right now. Where are you on Christmas Eve?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mine's not like, I'm not doing a traditional Christmas this year. My parents and I are going to Tahiti. So we are going to be in sunny, nice, warm weather. I'll be in a bikini and I'll be with my parents. We kind of do this every other year because I have niece and nephew. And when we don't they do spend one Christmas with us and then one Christmas with my brother-in-laws. Yeah. So when we don't have them for Christmas, it's just us adults. And so we're like, let's make a vacation out of it. So that's what I'll be doing. And I haven't been on vacation in 2 years. So Grandma's excited.
I asked Grandma, Tanya. I was like, at what point, how many, you're going to be gone for 10 days? Is that right?
Yeah.
I was like, what day do you start getting bored? She said, day two. Yeah. Or day three.
Yeah. I feel like every single day I have 100 things going on. And sometimes even on the weekends, I have 100 things mm-hmm. going on. I've never had like 10 days where I have literally no plans. Like my dad's like, maybe we go kayaking or what's the paddle boarding?
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's how long? That'll take me 2 hours. And then what do we do? Like, you know,
you should get a Kindle, download tons of books.
Yeah. I was actually thinking of reading Tim Tebow's book.
Wow.
Bad.
Really
bad
investing
idea.
Yourself in that one. Huh?
Is that a bad idea? And then I brought some other books that I'm going to read, but that's what I'll be doing.
You can call it research.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I will be the opposite. I'm going to be in Georgia, staying in a cabin in a lake house at Lake Burton, I believe is what it's called, with my whole family, all 12 of us and 4 dogs. And I'm wow. actually really looking forward to it. And then after we leave, after Christmas, we go to my family's in Florida and we spend New Year's Eve there.
I love that.
I know. It's really, my dad really wanted you to come to New Year's Eve. My I dad know. Loves Tanya.
I love her dad. The love is mutual, very mutual.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be
very
fun.
I feel like
fun.
He doesn't get enough love in that family, you know?
What? Wow. I hope he didn't listen to this because he is going to harp on that and, like, really play that up.
Because you guys always give him a hard time about everything.
What about what?
I can't remember what it was. It was something about the airport. There's some airport story.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going into that.
And I was on his side.
Of course. Yeah. Anything opposite of me is Tanya's side. So I agree with Tanya. We have had so much fun doing this, and I'm sad this is our last one of 2017, but I'm really excited about 2018. Everyone, Mark, Easton, Amy, everyone who does this, y'all have made it just so much fun. It's something I look forward to every week.
And like our listeners are so awesome.
Like,
did you read the tweet that we got this morning from the girl that was like Tim Tebow speaking at her alma mater?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, book a flight. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I don't even know you and I love you. Like,
I know.
I love you.
It's a very special thing we have. And I really appreciate everyone being invested in listening and emailing us and trusting us with your issues and wanting our advice on it. It means a lot.
But you know what they say?
What?
Those who can't do are good teachers.
That's not real. I mean, it's kind of the quote, but a little bit off. But yeah, just around the Bob Horner. thank you so much for listening. Keep the emails coming. It's scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Have a great Christmas. Have a happy new year. We'll talk to you in 2018.
You know what I would like to do for our first episode of 20? I don't want it to end. I'm like, I don't want it to be done. Are we done? For our first episode of 2018, we should like really like actually, well, we'll have our vision boards.
Uh-huh.
We should like do some visioning and like really like ask people to email us like what thing
like their goals and what they want to accomplish.
I don't like calling them resolutions because I feel like it's like bigger than that.
I also think there's a sense of if you break it or if you fail,
right.
There's a sense of failure that comes along with it. And I don't think that's fair to us.
Yeah.
To ourselves.
Like the new year is my favorite time of year because I feel like it's chapter one of 12, you know, like you're starting brand new. And like, I, you know what I mean? Like you should, like, I love a new year. So.
And Tanya's chosen to stop swearing.
Yes.
She's not calling it a resolution,
but
that's what she's doing.
Yeah. I might do that too, because I didn't grow up swearing. Like, I wasn't even allowed to say but. And I catch myself saying things sometimes.
All the time.
My mom
me too.
Would be so disappointed if she heard that come out of my mouth.
I say these things in front of my mother, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. And she's like, Tanya. And I don't even realize it. And so I'm really trying to stop.
One time you were talking about church or something, and you were like, like use the F word as you were talking about something in church.
Yeah. It was like my pastor said something so good, and I was like, oh, it was so good. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, seriously?
But yeah, I like that one. But yeah, email us what your goals are, what you're going to do this year that's different.
Yeah, and we can like all hold each other accountable.
Totally.
For Tanya, it's no swearing. For Becca, she's swearing off soda, which I think is fantastic. Good for you.
Mark,
no.
Don't speak for me. I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to limit my butter Pop-Tarts once a week. Week.
Yeah.
And Easton's gonna have just like whole milk instead of heavy whipping cream in his frappuccinos.
There's that's up for discussion.
I'm with you on that. All right, thank y'all so much for scrubbing in.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know.
I don't want it to be over.
Time of death.
Oh.
I don't have the time.
It's right there.
Oh, 11:13 p.m. Wow.
Bye, 2017.
What a great ending.